Branham Gospel Center is a place where the word of God is preached raw. It's a place where the power of God moves in greater dimension. It's also a place of testimonies. Join Pastor Uche Anyamu.
We are not just called to know the plans of our Father. We're also called to know the plans of your enemy. Anything that exposes for you the subtlety of your enemy is showing you the weakness of your enemy. And when the weakness of your enemy is discovered, you have upper hand. You have strength.
For prayers and counseling, please call 090-9204-8448 or 070-309-3080. Mahanem Gospel Center is behind Nipco Flint Station, Oka Road, Ekulobia, in Anambra State. God bless you.
Worship him. See the Lord. My eyes have seen the King, the Lord upon the throne, who reigns forever. I see the Lord. I see the Lord exalted high above the worship of the people of the earth. I see the Lord. I see the Lord. My eyes have seen the Lamb upon the throne who reigns forever. Father, we love you. We worship you. We exalt you. You are all that we need. You are God. You sit upon the throne. You make your word, it comes to pass. We worship you. We worship you. We worship you. For frustrating the tokens of the light. For destroying the forces of darkness. For empowering us to do mighty works. For guiding us. We bless you. We bless you. Who can handle Kaskarabala? Diglai de Vesuga, Kikabola Handa Kleska. Mangila Gadiko Kokoko, Sigalanga Batush. Limola Gabode Kuganda Badaba Shigaba. You are one with the Father, Holy Spirit. You are one with the Son. You are here to make us one. Alala Bakora Lahanda Shaya. Let your glory be revealed. Let your glory be revealed. Let your glory be revealed. Let your glory be seen. Let your glory, let your glory. Let your glory. Let your glory. Shakapara mama masia. Jesus, we love you. Ooh. Let your glory, let your glory be seen. Let your glory be seen. Let your glory be revealed. Let your glory, let your glory. Malakara mashika pora bagada. Let your glory be seen. See your glory. See your glory. See your glory come down as we praise his name. Heaven be raised see your glory come down. See your glory come down. I want you to see the Father and worship him for 30 seconds. For 30 seconds. For 30 seconds. Father, I am your son. I come before you. Let this place saturate with the movement of the Spirit. Let the Holy Ghost brood upon our hearts. Oh ya kabaya kabaya kabadiya ba. Paramada bala bara diya. Lelia mabadiya nina diya dabadabadiya dabadiya. Uyaba karaniya sabadabashaya. You made that yourself. You set the heavens high and stand upon your throne.
Yahweh,
your name is El Shaddai. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Your name is Elohim.
I call you by your name.
Yahweh.
Ayaba. Take it again now.
You made the earth yourself.
Can we worship together?
You set the heavens high. And sat upon your throne, Yahweh,
your name
is El Shaddai,
Obala Gadaya,
your name is Elohim, I call you by your name,
oh Yahweh.
I call you by
your name,
Yahweh.
Somebody say,
Yahweh.
Somebody worship the Lord.
Yahweh. I call you by
Yahweh. In every life, in every heart here, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, let the introduction of your word bring forth your light. Let there be illumination, Lord. Mandi Katlan Dizi Ketesh. Let there be illumination, Lord. Blessed be your name. Thank you, Father. In Jesus Christ's name, we are praying. Put your hands together for Jesus. Put your hands together for Jesus. I didn't say you should clap for me. I said you should clap for Jesus. Go ahead and clap for Jesus. Go ahead and clap for Jesus. Amen. All right, God bless you. Be seated. I'm going to give you a very, very, very short charge. And trust the Lord to help us. Before I will go into the series for the year, because I'm going to still do a series for this year, I want to give us another key. The Lord said, behold, I'm going to do a new thing. And what new things the Lord promised, He said, is already springing forth. I want to give you a key. We have to keep your eyes as you cry for the Father, and as you expect new things, as you embrace new things in your life for this year. Luke chapter 3. Luke chapter 3. Are you there? I'm going to read very quickly verse 21. The Bible said, when all the people were baptized, it came to pass that Jesus also was baptized. Jesus also was baptized. And while he prayed, the heaven was opened. And the Holy Spirit descended in bodily form like a dove upon him. And the voice came from heaven which said, "You are my beloved Son, in whom, in you, I am well pleased." I want a King James Version to help me. I didn't enjoy the New King James. Can King James Version help me quickly here? Quickly, verse 21. Hallelujah. When all the people were baptized, it came to pass that Jesus also being baptized. It came to pass that Jesus also was being baptized. Jesus also was baptized. All people, many people were being baptized, and Jesus also was being baptized. Jesus also. And pray. Go ahead.
And the Holy Ghost.
And the heavens.
Descended.
And the heavens.
In a bodily shape.
She's not with me. You are not flowing with me. Read your Bible as we are reading together. Don't run like that. Look at your Bible again. And Jesus also was being baptized. I'm praying.
And the Holy Ghost.
And the heavens. Can you give another King James?
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And while he prayed.
And while he prayed.
The heavens was opened.
The heavens was opened.
And the Holy Spirit.
The heavens, while he prayed, what happened? The heavens was opened. The heavens. You know, I told you I don't want to preach a long message. So, I'm going to give you just a little part of open heaven. I'm going to talk a little on the need for open heaven. When he said, "Behold, I will do a new thing," that word has been spoken. That word is true, but we need a constant open heaven to cause this word to come to pass in our lives. So the Bible said that Jesus also was baptized. He was also, like every other person, I'm going to come to that. You will see me stressing on that. Jesus also was baptized. And the heaven being No. And praying.
And while he prayed.
And while he prayed. I think I like this one. While he prayed. Go ahead.
The heaven was open.
The heavens was open.
And the Holy Spirit descended in bodily form.
The Holy Spirit descended in bodily form.
Like a dove upon him.
Like a dove. Please watch that like a dove. Go ahead.
And a voice came from heaven.
A voice followed the coming down of the Spirit from heaven.
Which said,
the voice said,
"You are my beloved Son."
This is not King James. New King James. Gideon. Okay, finish off. "You are my beloved Son.
In you I am well."
In you I am well pleased. Can I have King James? The Holy Ghost descended in a bodily shape like a dove upon him.
And a voice came from heaven.
The voice came from heaven.
Which said,
the voice said,
"Thou art my beloved Son."
Thou! You see why I'm looking for King James? Thou art my beloved Son. You know you don't have thou. You have you. Thou! at my beloved son.
Indeed.
Indeed.
I am well pleased.
Thou at my beloved son. Indeed. I am well pleased. Kaya. God bless you. Let's enjoy the next 30 minutes and we'll be off here. The Bible said that while baptism was going on, many people came for baptism. Bible says all the people, when all the people were baptized, the preaching of John brought about many. In Matthew, the Bible said that John came preaching. John came preaching. As he began to preach, the Bible said Jerusalem and all Judea and everyone living around that region went after him. And as he preached, they were being baptized. And not just these people that came around were baptized. The Bible says Sadducees and Pharisees also came for baptism. His message cut across the hearts of many. Both those who were just sinners, both those who were religious leaders, both those who were political leaders, they were running for baptism. They came for baptism. So Luke said, when all the people were being baptized, the message of John brought many for baptism. So many people came and said they want to be baptized. We have heard your message, we are interested. Baptize us. Time will not permit me tonight to show you so many things about baptism. Baptize us. You know, baptism is what is like a sacrament. Abi, we said outward expression of inward what? Grace. Am I talking to someone? It's a sign that something has happened in the inside of you, and then you come. That is what we call it. But the word baptism it came from the word baptizo. It means to be immersed. It means to be buried. To be immersed. Like people who do that, is it that dying? You know what they call die and tie? They dip something into a die. They bury it into a die. And they tie it well and put a kind of design. And they dip it inside there. Bury it inside the die. When they bring it out, it will carry everything about the die. Am I talking to somebody? So that's where the word came from. It came from the word to immerse, to bury. That is where the word baptism came from. So many people were being baptized. Many people were being baptized. People were running for baptism. John was putting them inside water. He would dip them. And it will help you also to think, why will God choose to announce, choose to select, choose to elect, choose to differentiate, choose to appoint his own in baptism? Why will God choose to select the one? Am I talking to somebody? In baptism. You are looking at me somehow. Are you with me at all? You know, John was talking the other day. He said, I did not just come for baptism. You know, people don't understand why John baptized. I thought it was one of the things that was given to him. I never knew that the reason John came for baptism was to discover the Lamb of God. The sole purpose for John coming to do that ministry, that particular part of or act of ministry, was to discover. He said, the one that sent me told me to baptize, that when I see the Spirit descend on someone. That was why after that time his ministry started expiring, because the purpose of that assignment has been revealed. Am I talking to somebody at all? You are looking at me somehow. He said, the one that told me to baptize told me that when I see the Holy Ghost descend on someone and remains, and it will be during baptism. So he came baptizing so that the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world will be revealed. That's why if you understand genuine baptism, if you have a revelation of genuine baptism, so many things will happen in your life. I'm not talking about some of these things we do. You know, there are people, some of us who came from this other part of the church, that when you are giving birth to, they carry you and they pour water, they sprinkle water on you and say he's baptized. No, that one is not baptism. That thing is induction. You have been brought into the church. Did you hear what I said? You know, we've been in the inside, even in your book of common prayer, they wrote it, induction, and they just added that thing. That thing is induction. Bringing someone into the family of God. That was what they did to Jesus when he was small. The day Simon and Anna saw Jesus, they brought Jesus into the temple to dedicate him. Am I talking to somebody? That's what we do. It's induction, bringing someone into God's family. I don't want to go too far. The day I'm going to teach on baptism, I'm going to take time and teach you. I'm going somewhere so that I don't stay too long. You know, the Bible says Jesus also was baptized. He was also baptized. I was careful to note that he was also baptized. He would have said, no, I don't need this. Is anybody catching what I'm saying? I don't need this. But he was also baptized. I'm looking at open heaven. What is it that opens the heaven upon the life of a man? I want to draw my instruction from that scripture. What is it that will cause your heaven to be open? And I look at that first point, that Jesus was also baptized. What I draw from there is humility. Humility. Even when he came, John resisted him. But he said to John, suffer it to be so. And the Bible said John consented. Humility. Jesus was also baptized. Listen to me. If you want to carry an open heaven over your life in 2019 and all the remaining years of your life, you must walk in humility. Humility opens the heaven. He didn't say that this one is not for men like us, that we have outgrown this one. Am I talking to somebody? He didn't say that. He went also to be baptized. He submitted himself for baptism in the same place where harlots were baptized. He submitted himself in the same river to be baptized where robbers were baptized. He submitted himself where these Pharisees that were polluted were baptized. He still brought himself in the same river. He didn't say, take me to this other side. It was that same place where John was standing, baptizing others, that Jesus went to. He didn't say, create another space for me. He went to that same place, even though he was the Son of God. Am I talking to somebody? It was humility. Heaven noted that. Earth noted that. That this man, though he is God, he still submitted himself to be washed from the same place, the same spot where harlots were being washed. And you know why the Bible said Jesus was also baptized? It's to show you that all these other people were baptized. And Jesus also was baptized there. But I discovered that every other person that was baptized there, there was no account that their heavens opened. Are you with me? So if you must stay under an open heaven, excuse me, do you know you can go for baptism with pride? Huh? Do you understand what I'm saying? Don't make me stay there. Do you know it's possible to go for, if you were the one, talk to me. You are Jesus. You will come and see where he said, no, these are sinners. Amen. I am the sinless Lamb of God. I don't want to be contaminated with sin. John, Oh, God bless you. You are doing a very good work here. God bless you. Hallelujah. Somebody say, oh, this person is appreciative. Oh, John, God bless you. John, you know you are my cousin. You know what happened when all of us were still in the womb. I hope your mother told you. You know the kind of grace I'm carrying. Oh, you come over this side and baptize me. Since it is very important that I will go through this, but you come over this area so that the water that touched this harlot will not touch me. I don't want anything to contaminate me. But I saw him walk straight. Maybe the person that was being baptized before he was a harlot. And he stood at the queue. He followed the due process. He didn't say, see if the Son of God is coming. I just want you to see humility. Come down from that your high estate. Am I talking to somebody here? Come down from that your high estate. If you want your heavens to open, you must come down. If you don't become simple and keep yourself down, the word of God has come. Behold, I'll do a new thing. You will be looking at others, collect new things. I discovered that God shows himself strong to the meek. Last year when I ran the series on the Beatitudes, you remember how God came to defend the meek. You remember I told you that one of the greatest strengths in Christianity is to be poor in spirit. The Bible says, blessed are the poor in spirit, for what will happen to them? Theirs is the kingdom. Theirs. So the powers of the kingdom is mobilized for a man that is poor in the spirit. It's a state of humility. It's a state. If you need open heaven, you see? Oh, I'm quick to touch it, but my message is just very, very sharp. I think that was 2 Chronicles 7:14. You know the scripture? My people who are called by my name shall humble. What is the first thing? What will happen to them? They will humble. Can you see humility in getting open heaven? My people who are called by my name, if they will humble themselves and seek my face, have it. Humble themselves. And then I'm going to open the heavens over them. Hallelujah. Are you with me at all? Now, what was the next thing that happened? Look at that scripture. The Bible said Jesus also was being baptized. And while he was praying. King James, what did he say? Eh? And praying. Excuse me. What are you seeing there? What does he mean? When you see the word, when he prayed, or pray. I'm trying to catch your attention somewhere. The Bible said I'm praying. Others went through baptism eating chewing gum. Others went through baptism unconscious of the activities of the Spirit. Others went through baptism insensitive, complaining, casual. Jesus went through the same baptism praying. Why pray? I'm trying to show you why he secured an open heaven. Others came there and said, they said they are dipping people in water. They said, I want them to dip you in water. I'm coming. They say, 1 John is dipping people in water. So they came, dip me. It's my turn, dip me. They dip them. They dip them and brought them out. Their heavens were still closed. But Jesus, though the Son of God, came to that junction. And he was praying. Excuse me, this was just the beginning of his ministry. He knew how important it is to secure open. Excuse me, this is the beginning of the year. If you will travel far this year, you need to secure open heaven. These are things we do in the beginning. Securing open heaven. Those of you who go for retreats, I don't know what you go for in retreat for the year. They say you are going for retreat. People go. They call it set apart. I learned to retreat, so set apart is not in my mouth. Alright, we understand what we are saying. People who do retreat at the end of the year against the new year. Some people do retreat during the new year. I don't know what you are retreating. I don't know what you are looking for. that I followed Jesus carefully. What he did at the beginning of his ministry was to secure open heaven. Are you catching what I'm saying? So he came for baptism. As others were being baptized, he also came for baptism, but there was an addition. The Bible says he was praying. The Bible did not say he prayed. He must have prayed. That one was not recorded. What we are seeing is that as baptism was going on, he was doing what? He was praying. He was praying as baptism was going on. Having discovered what he means, not just to pass baptism or pass through baptism like every other person, he began to pray. He began to pray. So he was praying. Excuse me, sir. If you must secure open heaven, if you must carry a perpetual, excuse me, are you hearing me at all? Brethren, this is the secret of success. That day, the heaven of Jesus opened and never shut again. We never heard anywhere that heaven opened. The only thing we heard was activities of heaven on earth. The Bible says, what I see my father do. He was just talking like that. Father, thank you because you are... That gate opened and remained open. So he secured it. You want to run through 1 year now, 2019. Have you opened the gate of heaven over your head? Why? You will soon get to junctions when you will need to call on the Lord. Am I talking to somebody? If the gates are not open yet, what shall you do? What are you going to do? You soon get to junctions where you need direction. If the gates are not yet open, what are you going to do? Jesus secured open heaven through prayer. Brethren, we must open that gate, the heavens. He must open for us. Are you getting what I'm saying? And you stay under open heaven. You stay under perpetual open heaven. Under perpetual open heaven. God is not interested in closing heavens over his children. No. No. That heaven should be open so that anytime you make a call, network will be going through. You will not hear the number you are trying to call is temporarily unavailable. Something is at stake. Am I talking to somebody? You are looking at me somehow tonight. Are you with me at all? What was the content of his prayer? Before I look at the other things, I will pray. What did he pray? What did he pray? What was the content of the prayer that opened the heaven? How did he pray? What did he pray? What have you been praying? And your heavens are locked. One day Jesus was praying. I believe that was the way he used to pray. And his disciples came to him and said, Lord, teach us to pray. As John did what? Taught his disciples. King James, Luke chapter 11, verse 1. King James.
And it came to pass that as he was praying.
Now, what was he doing in baptism? He was praying. Now, I want us to be careful. Watch. As he was praying, like he was praying in chapter 3, when we just saw.
In a certain place.
This one was not in baptism. This one was in a certain place.
When he sees
the prayer. Done, let us pray. So when he was done, I called him and we began to pray. In the name of Jesus, Father, thank you. Thank you. Holy Spirit, thank you. Jesus, thank you. to be sure there was no pollution somewhere, let the blood of Jesus cleanse our hearts. Am I talking to somebody? And then we began to pray. 1 hour, 2 hours. When we were done, the next day, called again. The next day, called again. 1 hour, 2 hours. He started praying. My ministry was through in his life. He started praying. That was all. Teach us to pray. It's not how to pray. Am I talking to somebody? No, you are not with me. Are you with me? So Jesus wanted to teach them to pray. And he said, you hold the mic. We don't have all the time. Quickly.
And he said unto them. When ye pray.
Say our Father.
Which art in heaven.
Excuse. When you pray, do what? Say. Remember, prayer is not murmuring. What did he say you should do? Say. Why you don't pray? It's because you murmur. If you want your prayer life to die very quickly, when you go to pray, keep murmuring. Your prayer life will soon die. But if you want your prayer life never to die, when you go to pray, say. Learn to say prayer. Don't murmur prayer. I discovered that when I pray like this, sometimes you sleep off. Is it not so? But when you pray like this, can you sleep? Even sleep is afraid of you. Even sleep is afraid of you. Time, no day. When you pray, say, our Father. So, what did he pray? I am seeing from that scripture, because you can only give what you do. He was praying and he sees and said, teach us to pray. So he was going to teach them what he used to pray. Am I talking to somebody? So here he tried to show us his prayer. So I believe that this prayer was also the content of his prayer during baptism. He said, our Father. So the first thing I discovered that brought about the opening of the heavens of Christ as he prayed was the revelation of God as Father. Listen to me. I discovered that whenever you begin to see God as Father, then your heavens is set to be opened. Some of us approach God as God. You approach God as God, no problem. He will relate with you also as what? As God. The day you begin to see him as Abba. Abba is a relationship word for Father. Abba. It's not a word for someone that is outside the family. It's a word for someone that is a member of a family and is coming to his Father to call on his Father. Abba. Someone said that she had a very close relationship with his Father physically. Even though he was not born again, he was not in church, was never a Christian. So when she gave her life to Christ, she tried to relate to God like she related with the Father. And boom, it was such a strong, cordial relationship with God. Why are you seeing God like one headmaster waiting for you to sing so that they will flog you? Why you seeing God like a stranger somewhere? You don't see him as your Father. I don't know, there are people here who may not have a very good relationship with their fathers. Am I talking to somebody? So don't picture that thing in what I'm teaching. If you have a relationship with your Father, a good one, then you can picture what I'm saying.
Someone that has a relationship with his father can come in, greet his father, and come, and put his hand on his father. Is it not so? Eh? That's when you have a good relationship with him. Not when your father is the boss, and you are the actor. One must die. And you know, actor and boss, they don't agree. But when you have a good relationship with your father, you can put your hand like this. And you are talking, you are distant, you are laughing. You tell your father whatever, he tells you whatever. There is a sharing, there is a communion that is mutual. It's not mechanical. Am I talking to somebody? There is no friction in that relationship. It's just flowing smoothly. That's how to work with God. Even though in your working like this with him, you don't allow proximity and familiarity to come in. You don't allow proximity to give birth to familiarity. Am I talking to somebody? So that you begin to dishonor your father because of closeness. You know, some people trample on such closeness, and they now begin to dishonor their father because of how free they are with their father, because of how maybe humble the father has become. Am I talking to somebody? Do you know it takes God humility to humble himself to relate with animal man? But Jesus came, and he came with a revelation of God. That's one of the reasons why the Jews hated him, because they say, why are you making yourself one with the Father? He came with that revelation. Excuse me, can you collect this? My time is almost up. Now collect this quickly. You know the man Matthew. You know the brother Matthew. Matthew was a Jew. He wrote Matthew, the gospel according to Matthew. He wrote it to Jews about a Jew. Does it make sense to you? A Jew was writing to Jews about a Jew. He was writing about Jesus, a Jew. And he was a Jew and was writing to Jews. Now, when you go to the book of Matthew, whenever you come to wherever you see the kingdom, you see the kingdom of heaven. You will not see the kingdom of God. You will see am I talking to somebody here? You see the kingdom of heaven. Your headache is, how many cups of rice will I cook today? Am I talking to somebody? She will never bother about that thing. I want to say something to you. Whenever you begin to see God as your father, there are things you don't think about. You stop thinking about, how will I pay my house rent? Where will I get transport money from? So where is your father? It's his responsibility. Why are you thinking too much? The spirit of worry is an absence of the revelation of God as your father. Amen. Let us come to that. Brethren, listen. See, I have this revelation. No, I live by it. We wake up and we don't have headache. I don't have headache. You know, you people have so much headache. How do I pay my school fees? How do I do this? What I just do, I go to my father, I say, Lord, I need money. I said, there are so many things to do. Bring money. And that's all. You forget again. You finish. These little children, they are not bothering of the cloth to wear. It's their father's responsibility to provide that thing. One said to his father, his mother, he was asking the father for money or something. He said, if you know you are not going to take care of me, why did you give birth to me? If you know you will not take care of me, why did I bring myself here? But excuse me, let me even ask you a question. Did you bring yourself here? Eh? Physically speaking now, were you the one that decided to come here? Eh? Hope you know you took an advantage of your father and your mother. They were getting excited, they were getting pleasure, and you took advantage and came out. It was an advantage. Am I talking to somebody who has understanding here? You took advantage. They had pleasure, and you said, this opportunity will not elude me. So you came out. And when you came out, that still advantage. Money food, they bring it. Afternoon. School fees. You are just growing like that. Am I talking to somebody? Advantage. You know that is how we relate with God. Were you the one? Hope you know you also took advantage that Jesus came. He said he's looking for people. I want those who will believe in me and receive me so that I'll give them right to become children. You raised your hand. You said, I'm interested. Am I talking to somebody? I'm interested. They say, hey, number one. Hey, number two. Or number... Yeah, don't say, receive the same. Holy Ghost. Oh, yeah. Holy Ghost. Receive. Holy Ghost. So the number... You became a child of God. From that day, God became your father. And there are things you should not think or worry about. This revelation is enough to keep your heavens open. It's enough to send down everything you need. That is why he said he has given us all that we need for life and godliness. Everything is available to someone that has received the revelation of God as his father. And excuse me, the one we are talking about is greater than the greatest. Everything answers to him. Everything answers to him. Those of you who had fathers that owned cars, you grew up to a point, they call you. Say, oh, when you go and you need DJ Momoto, you need to go and learn how to drive. Is it not so? You need to go and learn how to. Some of you that your parents, they have properties in the village and all that on different places. You grew up to a point, they took you. Say, you know, you have grown to a man. You say, look at this plot of land. It belongs to me. This other one is for my brother. You see, this one belongs to. And as they are talking to you, maybe you are the only son. You are just doing your head like this. When he say it belongs to me, you know who he really belongs to. He say it belongs to. Am I talking to somebody? Your father, he said, this one belongs to me. He say, okay. You know he say it belongs to you. Why? You took advantage. What did you even do for them to bring you into that family? Nothing. But you have been enjoying the privilege of fatherhood. Am I talking to somebody here? You know that everything the Father has belongs to you. So Jesus came to baptism with the revelation of God that is Father. And as he began to pray, he said, Father, Kaya. I believe what happened to my heart when Kumui called Father must have happened to God that day. Am I talking to somebody? I said, my son is calling me. This is the voice of my son. Do you know this is how God responds when you come to him as father? You never came. That's why he has not revealed himself like that. You always come as if you are talking to God. They told us to pray. Oh God up there. Oh God, thank you. God, thank you. I know you are here, God. God, this is your temple. Your words, you are talking to him. You are putting scripture, but the revelation you are standing there with is God as God, not as Father. There is a relation, oh my God. There is a communion that takes place when a son comes to talk to his father. Are you catching what I'm saying? See, there are people who come to see me. They see me somewhere. They don't see me in the house. There are also people who come to see. One of my sons came in one day. We had a program. He came in. He came in, opened the bedroom, and entered. Oh, I've not seen him for a long time. I embraced him. I didn't say, how did you open this door? No. Am I talking to somebody? When I go to see my father, sometimes I go to see him and he's not available. Somewhere up. Some people are waiting to see him. I'll just greet the people who are downstairs. I will climb up, knock and open the door. Go and see my father. It's not an official relationship. It's a mutual family that's out to see God. I hear people say, I've been praying and God is not speaking to me. Let me tell you why you don't hear God. You go to him as God. God, where are you now? Where are you, God? He's
there, I'm here in heaven.
Say, I'm there. The highest you will hear is that I'm here in heaven. When you come to him as Father,
Father, I adore you. I lay my life before you.
Sometimes I go to pray, and as I worship, I say, Lord, I just remind him I'm a son. And when I cry, heaven responds. Let me tell you, it's always beautiful. Suddenly I'll begin to see the movement of the Spirit around my life. I tell you, I've never come to him as a son that has come to the Father without seeing him. Suddenly, I'm telling you, that's why you can speak in tongues for 3 hours, and someone that approached him as son can just enter for 5 minutes. Heaven is open, and the movement of the Spirit everywhere. At this point, the voice of God comes to you. You've been struggling in prayer. I tell you, all of you in prayer squad, it's time to come to him as Father. Let the heavens be open and perpetually open. I went to preach in Onitsha on Saturday because I was very busy and I didn't have enough time to pray, to prepare, and it was a big meeting. So I left the meeting in Enugu. From Enugu, I went to Onitsha. In the night, dropped at Onitsha around 11. They were waiting for me. I entered. Even in the bus, I couldn't hear anything. I didn't know what to do. No message. A big meeting. They were waiting for the man of God. I had nothing. Nothing. I said, Lord, nothing came. When I entered there, I started crying. I said, Father, your son is here. Brother, heaven opened. When I took the mic, I started sensing unusual anointing. Yes, sometimes he allows us to sense that thing. My time is up. Because of time, I will stop here. But do you know that when that heaven opened, so many things began to happen. The first thing is that the Spirit of God descended. The Spirit of God descended. The Holy Spirit descended on Christ. Excuse me, you cannot make it well without the Spirit. The Holy Ghost is the God here. He is the God here. He descended. That was why everything Jesus said came to pass. The Spirit descended and never returned. If you want the Spirit to descend in your life, your family, your situation, you must see him as Father so that your heavens will open. And the Spirit will descend. Imagine you like this, carrying descended Spirit. Finally, the voice of God, the Father. See, this one is my thou. King James said, thou art my beloved Son, in whom I am well. What is he saying? All these people that we are baptized here, I am not pleased with them. But this one, I am pleased with this one. All these ones that we are baptized, I'm not. You see this one? When you begin to see him as Father, and your heavens will open, God will become pleased with you. Excuse me, in 2019, you must secure open heaven so that God will be pleased with you. But I discovered that God was pleased with him because he also wanted to do what will please the Father. He came for baptism because he wanted to please the Father. He said, let me fulfill all what? Righteousness. That was obedience. I summarize tonight. If heaven must be pleased with you, you must also please heaven. If the Father must be pleased with you, you must also be willing to please the Father. Many of us seated here, we don't please the Father. We live the life, our lives the way we want to live it. And how will the Father be pleased with you? You disobey God. You live like every other animal. You are a Christian, you speak in tongues. Woo! Yet your life is like a pig. Heaven will not be pleased with you. When you talk like a sinner. Heaven will not be pleased with you. There is no holiness in you. No holy life in you. Heaven will not be pleased with you. God will not be pleased with a sinner. God will not be pleased with a sinner. And Christianity is not by confession. It's by life. Am I talking to somebody here? God said, I'm going to do something new. I'm going to do something new. You also get ready to please him. You must take a decision. This year, I must live a holy life. I will not be a Christian by mouth. I'll be a Christian by life. Lord, this year my body will be sanctified. This year my tongue will be made holy. This year my heart will be pure. No. I will not defy myself. My body, my life will not deceive others. Some of you will take a decision this year. My dressing will not lure others to sin. You know, some of you ladies here, you dress to seduce men. God will judge you in hell if you don't repent. If you're a brother, you dress to seduce sister, you will be judged in hell if you don't repent. Am I talking to somebody? We must appear to please God, both in the secret and in the public. This is my beloved son. See, I want to hear that, you know. Hope you know when you get to heaven, at the end of your life, when you get to heaven, hope you are going to heaven. When you get to heaven, you know you will hear that word. Well done, my good and faithful word, servant. Are you ready to hear that word? Is that same word? This is my beloved son. Jesus had his own here. A confirmation he will hear another one. Eh? That's what we are working for. Can heaven say this one is my beloved son? The angel came down and looked at Daniel and said, beloved brother. Daniel, beloved what? That's what angels called Daniel. It means that was his title in heaven. You can heaven call you beloved sister. Abi, heaven is seeing you as a destroyer. Can heaven call you beloved brother? Or heaven is seeing you as a destroyer? I want to stop here. God is interested in you coming to him as a son so that he will come to you as a father. You must take a decision this year. I must not continue where I once lived my life. My mouth will not speak deceitful things. In 2019, my heart will not carry pollution. My thoughts will not meditate on evil. I will not dress like a harlot this year. Excuse me, how Christians dress like that. This year, I will cover my nakedness. This year, people will see me and see the glory of God. I will not serve the devil in my appearance or with my appearance. Take that decision, and heaven will be pleased with you. Can you stand to your feet?
Father, I adore you. I lay my life before all you, Father, I adore. Father, I adore.
Can you sing with me? Lift up your voice and sing.
I live my life before you, oh Father, Father, I adore. Oh Father, Father, I adore.
Call him Father. Call that name with a revelation.
Father.
Oh, Father.
Father.
I adore. I want someone to sing with that revelation.
I live my life. Before you,
I lay, Shira balaga ya balakina mosaka.
Before you,
I lay
my life. Before,
kamana dega bada, Jesus,
I lay. My life before
Jesus.
Oh yes, I live.
Can you go ahead and sing to him?
Before
Jesus,
I live my life
I love my life. Jesus, I submit my heart to you.
For him to be your father, you must also be his child. Lord, I want to be your own. I want to submit to you. Be my father. Father me.
Anybody here like that, you want him to be your father. You know he's not your father. You know. You've been going to church. You've been very religious, very committed, but he's not your father. Be my father. Anybody like that here, lift up your hands to him and say, Lord, today I submit to you as Father. Lift it up. I want to welcome you to the front. Come to the altar. Please, come quickly. Come. Today, I want to begin a new walk with you. Be my Father. Leave your seat and come quickly. Be my Father. If you are here, just cry to him, Lord, I want to be your son from today. A new walk with you. Be my father. Be my father.
I adore.
Be my father. I will be your son. It's a personal thing. It's a family thing. It's a relationship. Be my father. Be my father. I submit to you today. Be my father. I lay my life. You are here. You know, you've been walking in sin. Your life has not been glorifying him. But you want from today your life to glorify him. Lift up your hands wherever you are. You are here in this congregation. Your life has not been glorifying him. But you want your life to glorify him. Lift up your hands wherever you are. Lift it up. Leave your seat and come this way. Come to this side. Quickly, leave your seat and come. Come this way. God bless you. Come. Come quickly. Come this way.
I live my life. Before you, I lay my life.
From today, Lord, let my life glorify you.
I lay my life before you.
Lord, every other person cry for open heaven. Lord, open my heaven in 2019. I want to operate in a perpetual open heaven. Lift up your voice, everybody. Jesus, pray, pray, pray. Everybody cry to him. Take the next 2 minutes. Let my heavens open. Let my heavens open. Let my heavens open. Hey, Agata. Cry for the grace to remain humble. Cry for the grace to remain humble. Jesus was humble. He was baptized also. Baptize me with humility. Baptize me with humility. Baptize me with humility, Lord. Hey. Lord, reveal yourself as Father to these ones. From today, a deeper relationship with God as your Father. Like Jesus saw him, you will see him. In the name of Jesus, you will be a son. He shall be your father. And everyone that has that cry in his heart, may that revelation come to you in the name of Jesus. I also pray for you, may your life from today glorify God. Everything that brings dishonor to God in your life, let that thing be broken off from your life in the name of Jesus. Savior, may he save you today. Father, thank you for hearing this prayer. Thank you, Father.